Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O great saintly person, you have compiled the astrological knowledge by which one can understand past and present unseen things. By the strength of this knowledge, any human being can understand what he has done in his past life and how it affects his present life. This is known to you. Please repeat, O great saintly person, you have compiled the astrological knowledge by which one can understand past and present unseen things. By the strength of this knowledge, any human being can understand what he has done in his past life and how it affects his present life. This is known to you. Purport. The word destiny is now defined. Unintelligent persons who do not understand the meaning of life are just like animals. Animals do not know the past, present, and future of life, nor are they able to understand it. But a human being can understand this if he is sober. Therefore, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 2.13, Dhiras Tatra Namuyate, a sober person is not bewildered. The simple truth is that although life is eternal, in this material world one changes from one body to another. Foolish people, especially in this age, do not understand this simple truth. Krishna says, Dehe nosmin yata dehe, Komaram yovanam jara, tatadiyantara prapti, dhirastatra namuyate. As the embodied soul continuously passes in this body, from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Krishna, the greatest authority, says that the body will change. As long as the body changes, one's old program of work changes also. Today I'm a human being or a great personality, but with a little deviation from nature's law, I shall have to accept a different type of body. Today I am a human being, but tomorrow I may become a dog, and then whatever activities I performed in this life will be a failure. This simple truth is now rarely understood. But one who is Dhira can understand this. Those in this material world for material enjoyment should know that because their present position will cease to exist, they must be careful in how they act. This is also stated by Rishabdev, Nasadu manye yata atmano yam asan api kleshada asadiha, Bhagavatam 5.5.4. Although this body is temporary, as long as we have to live in this body, we must suffer. Whether one has a short life or a long life, one must suffer the threefold miseries of material life. Therefore, any gentleman, Dhira, must be interested in Jyotisha, astrology. Nanda Maharaj was trying to take advantage of the opportunity afforded by Gargamuni's presence, for Gargamuni was a great authority in this knowledge of astrology, by which one can see the unseen events of past, present, and future. It is the duty of a father to understand the astrological position of his children and do what is needed for their happiness. Now, taking advantage of the opportunity afforded by the presence of Gargamuni, Nanda Maharaj suggested that Gargamuni prepare a horoscope for Nanda's two sons, Krishna and Balaram. Ki jai. Om Ajnana Timiranasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militanjena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Karamayam Darati Svapadantikam Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Saganaragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Saganalalita Shri Vishakvitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Ari Priye Vanchakalpa Taravishya Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitana Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasari Gora Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo 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 Hare Hare Sorry about the croaks. Been a long time since I sat here, so I definitely need all the blessings from the Vaishnavas sitting here. Please put your hands over my head and pray. Okay, so this verse here is self-explanatory. You don't even have to give a class on this. It spells it out so clearly about what one should do and what one should do. So most people today, when you talk about astrology, they look at this lifetime. Now you can see very clearly, real astrology means past, present, and future. If you know your past life, then you know exactly how to act in this life so you can prepare yourself for your next life. Whether it doesn't matter where you stop off from your previous life, you can continue in this life towards it. But there is like, sometimes Prabhupada, in this verse you can see how Prabhupada is stressing that a civilized person would go with this Jyotisham. At the same time, when I was listening to conversation, one time Trivikram Maharaj went to see an astrologer and he came back. And Prabhupada, someone brought it to Srila Prabhupada's notice that he went to see an astrologer. And Prabhupada was very upset. He didn't like the idea. So when we talk about astrology, it's not how to find an astrologer who will tell us the nice things about us, where we're at, and give us encouragement about our sense gratification, how to make progress in our material life. Sometimes when people go to an astrologer, when they hear negative things, then there's a tendency not to believe the person. So what they do is they go from one person to the other until they find somebody who gives them positive things about themselves. In this way, we don't understand. We're being cheated in so many different ways. So now Garga Muni, a very, very elevated priest, family priest, a priest of the Yadu dynasty, he was actually invited to go to Nanda Maharaj's home by Vasudev. Vasudev was actually a very sorrowful, sad, that he couldn't save Devaki's children. So he's constantly thinking about Krishna and also Balaram. So Krishna and Balaram are blood brothers, actually. We think that he's born in the womb of Rohini, but they are brothers from the womb of Devaki, transferred to the womb of Rohini. So, Garga Muni was asked by Vasudev to please go to the house of Nanda Maharaj. Now, Nanda Maharaj understands the elevated position of Garga Muni. When Garga Muni went to Nanda Maharaj's home, you can see how important it is for us to respect, glorify, and have right etiquette for welcoming guests and devotees. When Lord Chaitanya, every day we chant, Chinada pi suni chayana, tarora pi saishnana, amanina manadena kirtanya sadari. He doesn't say manina manade na kitanya. He doesn't say just show respects to devotees. One should show respect to all others, everyone, irrespective of whether they are devotees or non-devotees. No one's a non-devotee, actually. It's just due to forgetfulness that we call them non-devotee, because Krishna is the super soul, is present in everyone's heart. Therefore, Prabhupada especially came to the world to rekindle or re-energize them to understand their spirit soul and not this body. So in this purport here, the word destiny is defined. So most people think that destiny is destiny from this life. But our destiny is coming from previous life, from time immemorial, from lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. There is a verse in Bhagavad Gita, I'm very bad about memories, that verse where Krishna says it's due to previous pious activities that one where he gets his position in this life. So all of us in this room here have to give credit to Krishna within the heart, directing us in any way, every way. So due to our previous past credit, we are where we are now. Everyone sitting in this room are very, very fortunate. We don't even understand our fortune. We're so fortunate. Because we meet each other every day, we see each other in the corridors, we take each other for granted here in the temple. But looking at each person, everyone have come from their previous life at a certain stage in their life. Some people here, this life must be their last life. Who knows? We cannot judge anyone. They could be elevated back home, back to Godhead. So you can understand by the example of Jad Bharat. Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ko Nitai Ki Jai. So, Jad Bharat was Bharat Maharaj. He was attached to a deer. And from being attached to the deer, he became a deer in his next life. But fortunately for him, because he was so surrendered to Krishna, he remembered his previous birth. So when he took birth again as Jad Bharat, then he understood, if I have to go home back to God, if I have to attain love of God and go back to Krishna, I have to work for it. So what he did, he didn't speak, he didn't. Sometimes we see people are in very eccentric ways, behaving differently. And We become judgmental. We don't understand the situation. Like Jad Bharat, he acted in this way because he didn't want to be troubled by anyone. He just had this focus, surrendering to the Lord. And lo and behold, some dacoits, judgmental, saw him to be like an animal, because he couldn't read, couldn't speak, he was acting a bit strange, and they wanted to use him as a sacrifice for Kali. So when they took him for the sacrifice and wanted to do the sacrifice, Kali came out in person to protect Jad Bharat, because he was a worshipper of Vishnu. So in this way, if we have confidence, faith, and determination in the process of Krishna consciousness, irrespective of any problems, any difficulties we have, it would be Krishna or even his representatives there to help us, protect us in every way. The problem is sometimes there's a lack of faith and confidence in what we do. There's a little joke. Someone was looking for a parking in a parking lot, Lot was so busy, and so as they were driving in, please God, I pray, let there be a parking in this supermarket parking lot. So then, as he was coming, the parking was there for him. He drove in. He said, don't worry, God, I found the parkings. So this is the thing, you know. We sometimes we think whatever we do is coming from us, but it's always ordained by the Supreme Lord. So and the text is giving us the basic truth about life. Basically, there is a state. Therefore, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 2:13, "Dhiras tatra namuyate." So most people don't even understand about the difference between body and spirit. When you go on Sankirtan, when you talk to people, they say the most ridiculous things. So many times you hear people, they say animals got no soul. I say, what is the definition of the soul? They tell you, oh, it's some force within the body, living force within the body. So how is it possible animals got no soul when the soul is the living force within the body? So it's very, very difficult for them to understand. Why it's difficult is explained here, is they need purification of heart. You can't see. We say the prayer, Om Tat Vishnu Paramam Padam. That prayer is saying that ordinary people will look at the sun. But how does it go? Anyone knows that word? Om Tat Vidhi Om Surya Divyachakshu. The English translation is just as an ordinary person see the sun. So, you know, say it. I forget. Anyway, elevated person goes from place to place, giving realization and knowledge to others, just like a person things get purified by the sun. So it's very, very, if we cannot take shelter of the Supreme Lord, his devotees, hearing, Prabhupada is listening to the class this morning while he's dressing, he's saying, if we haven't got this taste for hearing, then it's very, very difficult to get self-realization, to understand what we're reading, to understand the association of devotees, to understand actually the process of devotional service. It's very difficult. So as the embodied soul passes from boyhood to youth to old age, similarly, the soul passes into another body at the time of death. So the materialists, they don't understand this. When you explain to them the transmigration of the soul, they think you're mad, they can't understand. They say you live once. This is how they interpret. But they will ask you a question about why good things happen to bad people or why bad things happen to good people. So when you try to explain to them, do you understand anything about karma? Yes. Whatever goes around, comes around. Yes. But at the same time, they don't believe in previous life, or they don't believe in transmigration of the soul. So there's no logic in their understanding. So therefore, we are here. Prabhupada has established this Krishna consciousness throughout the world. To give this knowledge to those that are needy. And here we are, we're giving out so many books, we're trying to preach to people. This is so here it explains how today we are human being, and tomorrow we can be an animal, a cat, a dog. There's so many changes in our life. People don't understand. We're changing cars, we're changing moving houses, we're changing clothes, we're changing husbands, we're changing wives. All these things are happening on a daily basis. But people cannot think that this body can change as well from one body to another. And it's like a big joke. Even sometimes you, sometimes my kids are watching TV or whatever, and you pass and you see they use karma, this life after birth, whether you come, you go into animal species, they use it as a joke in, you know, movies and all this. But they take things from the text and they call it science fiction or special effects. They take certain things from the Srimad Bhagavatam and they see it as science fiction, or they use it as special effects. They don't know the real true meaning of Shastram. So I wanted to read something where Rishabhadev is also stating, Nasadu manyate yata atmano yam asan apikleshada asa deha. Bhagavatam 5.5.4. It's amazing. He spells it out very clearly. He says, the translation is, when a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activity. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it is not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in activities of sense gratification by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after another. So we can see how difficult it is to elevate ourselves without this Krishna consciousness. 7.14, Daivi Isha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya Mam Evasya Papadyante Maya Mitam Tarantite. This divine energy, Krishna is calling this material energy is divine energy. And why are we attracted to this energy? The only reason we attracted to this energy, because it comes from Krishna. Why are we looking for nice places, nice scenery, nice places to go to, holidays? We're always looking for the best because the best comes from Krishna. If we understood that the highest pleasure comes from Krishna, then we would definitely worship Krishna, because all the other things that come from Krishna, the external phantasmagoria, is all temporary. It grows, it dwindles, and it dies. So nothing is beautiful as it is. It's explained in Shastra that in the spiritual world, every walk is a dance, every word is a song. What else? Sorry? There's so many things there that you can do that you... Oh, there's kalpaviksha trees, desire trees, whatever you desire for, it's there. In the material world, we have to work hard for a living. Therefore, it's explained that the spiritual masters or elevated personalities, they would go to the householders to give them. They got no business with the householders. They can continue with their bhajan and meditation, but they go to the householders because the householders actually got special license for sense gratification. It's very difficult. One may think it's hard life being a sannyasi, a brahmachari, but actually it's the toughest life to be a grihastha. You got everything on the plate there. You take your pick. It's very difficult. You got your family, you got your bills, you got, there's so much. You can eat the whatever food you like. Everything is on a plate. Prabhupada said that a husband who has a beautiful wife and he can control his senses, he is as good as a brahmachari or in the temple. And he doesn't have to leave home. He doesn't have to leave home. What does he have to leave home if he can practice Krishna consciousness, God consciousness at home? actually in this age, you know, that's what it explains. There's no sannyasis in this age. But Prabhupada created a system in such a way that we follow, you know, the process according to our present acharya. So it's a precarious situation. Fortunately for, it's explained that every householder should have a family priest. As it's explained here at the end, Gargamuni was the priest of the Yadu dynasty. So in this way, he was a priest for Nanda Maharaj. Now, I am very, very fortunate. We also have a family priest at home. And I have two family priests. One is Kripamoy Prabhu, and the other one is Shruti Dham Prabhu. Now and then, they come and check us out to see what we're doing and what we're not doing, checking out the kitchen, what's in the fridge, how we eating, things. No, not that far, but now and again they come home. And it's very amazing because you get so much enlightenment from devotees to come to your home, caring about your spiritual life, to make you progress even further. And when we have problems, when we have difficulties, when we understand that it's coming from our previous life, then we're not affected. We're not affected anymore. Anything that happens to us, we don't look for a scapegoat. That is the thing. We cannot put the blame on anyone for our anomalies. When we put the blame on anyone for our anomalies, our problems, then we don't take the karma from the person, but our good karma also goes to the person that we're criticizing or whatever it is, as explained in the Ramayana. So we get double trouble, basically. We give our good karma and we take on the karma of the person. So in this way, we have to analyze where is the problem coming from? Why am I suffering? And the suffering for a devotee should be very, very special because the suffering is actually a purification of heart. The more we suffer, because Gargamuni here, he was a great exponent on austerities and penance. Therefore, he was so elevated. When one performs austerities, penance, sacrifices time for serving, then you can see he's, you know, he becomes elevated. He moves up the ladder. And one shouldn't be able to see it himself. It's others, for others to see where this person is at. So in this way, we need to weigh ourselves, where are we going wrong, what are we doing? And rather than ask the question, why me? Why not anyone else? It's always me. Why bad things should happen to me? We should look into how we can find solution through practicing bhakti yoga, practicing our devotional service, looking to what we are doing, what we are not doing. Actually, most people, they always like kind of focus on the negative things in their life. This doesn't help. Negative, focusing on how to work off my negative things in my life is like brings very negative mentality. Our mood should be positive, very, very positive. Positive meaning we should be hearing, chanting, remembering, associating with devotees. As long as we do all the prescribed process according to devotional practices, hearing the 9 process of devotional service, that's all we need to do to be on the path of Krishna consciousness. Everything else that happens shouldn't be a focus, because as long as we're in this material world, as it's explained here, we will be affected by the three adibhautik, adiatmik, and adidevik. We will be affected and by the three modes of material nature. But we shouldn't give any negative focus on the energy of the material world. The sense, whatever things we get into, We'll have to keep moving, but our sadhana should be the first and foremost. This is it. If we strict with that, then Krishna within the heart will direct us in the right path.